So this is just a little presentation, a little tutorial with me and Sarah, really just to bounce off any ideas you've got or non-ideas. But really what we just need to pin down is that you've got a specialism and you have a theme of some sort.
Yeah.
So do you want to just tell us about where you've ended up and what your themes are?
My theme is identity. Not 100% sure in what direction I'm going in that theme, but I was thinking about culture and like self-love and self-esteem and insecurities and that kind of.
Okay, connected to culture?
Well, those are my two kind of ideas if I...
Yeah, so it's just because I'm just thinking, like, is it sort of two separate ideas or is it two ideas we're going to link?
Two separate ideas.
To become one idea?
Okay, two separate ones.
Okay, so let's just talk about the first idea then.
Yeah.
That being...
Well, I wanted to do culture because it's like it links to identity and it like links to who I am and it's just like I wanted to kind of put in my culture because it's not really known about that much.
Okay, hold on, there's a word. I'm going to just find out what it is. Hold on one sec.
I think I know what word he's looking for. It might be diaspora. So you're thinking of linking in your culture.
Yeah.
Marta, what I think you need to research is the concept of diasporic.
And diaspora. Being,
yeah, diaspora. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. Which is about being removed from
dispersion
what...
Dispersion of people from their motherland to other places in the world.
Yeah.
Usually, like... Well, my culture in particular is one of the highest in the world for it, Philippines. It's because the Philippines is a third world country. It's quite hard to live there. People move away to earn money and send it back. And that's what diaspora means. But it's quite related to this project if it's something you wanted to look at.
So your cultural thread is a really important part of your identity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's because I've always moved a lot. Ever since I was really young, so I didn't really know what like traditions
they
are.
Heritage, yeah. The Polish heritage.
Slovakian.
Slovakian. Yeah. Oh, amazing.
So yeah, but then the other idea was like insecurities and self-esteem. It's because. Again, it links to identity and links to who I am because I have like a lot of troubles with insecurities and stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, sorry, I see you slacking there as well. You know, I think this is the same project. I think this is the same theme. Mm-hmm. I think what the personal, the sort of insecurity and the sort of more autobiographical part can come a little bit later, like and threaded into this. I think if you carry on exploring this sort of diasporic idea, this sort of merging of different cultures, maybe looking, exploring the idea of transience and like gypsy life and the life of like people, like travellers.
Yeah.
Like the concept of people that travel and move and then start creating work in response to that, just at that stage. And then the identity bit can probably start coming in as the more... involved and immersed you become then in that project, then the more autobiographical stuff can start to come out and play. Like we can do this in a couple of weeks, you know, when we sort of stop and look at everything and be like, right, now Marta, now start exploring the self-identity in there.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like you've got to sort of kind of create the world you're going to explore first.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, but definitely diasporic... Dysphoria is definitely something to sort of really look into.
Yeah.
I suppose also, you know, it'd be helpful to sort of highlight important cultural characteristics
From Slovakia.
Yeah, from Slovakia. you know, again, it would be lovely in your sketchbook that you've just done at least maybe a page, two pages exploring Slovakia.
I was planning on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really immersing. Again, then speaking to your parents, interviewing them. If you've got grandparents, like getting a trail of where did we, you know, and why did we move, you know, and where did we, you know, like a lot of it may come down to the Second World War. That's how my parents ended up, I mean, my family ended up in Jersey because of the war. So, you know, what triggers people to move, you know? Mm-hmm. Is it to do with poverty? Is it to do with, you know, another culture fighting over land? You know,
people being forced. Is it the grass greener?
You know, and understanding
that. You've got family here, and I know that this is, like, obviously part of your identity, but you mentioned in your last project, like, a history of witchcraft.
Yeah.
Is that something you want to bring into this project, or...?
I might link it, but I think I want to explore the more of the culture and everything.
So, you know, like, when we explore this sort of cultural identity thing, how do you plan to sort of explore it?
Just read into the history of Slovakia and what kind of maybe traditional foods or like traditional dresses they
or like what folklore
and then kind of, you know, in storytelling, you know, because usually maybe I worded the question wrong, is How are you going to take that information and turn it into... What visuals do you think you're going to turn it into? Is it 3D, 2D, painting, text, you know?
Like 2D painting.
So 2D painting, okay. So what would you be painting? Would it be people, portraits, you, items?
Probably people and like portraits.
Okay. Right, so if it's kind of a self-portraiture thing, and, you know, it might be worth then getting what the Slovakian traditional dress is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing some imagery, some photographs of yourself in national costume, or, you know, getting your mum, or if they've got any sort of ethnic, you know, cultural items that you can, you know, that symbolise your country's pride or your culture's pride. And, you know, like, if you look at Frida Kahlo, for instance, you know, she was really, you know, she was the one that had the monobrow.
And the flowers in her
hair. But she was always wearing traditional Mexican, she's from Mexico, but she was so embraced with her traditional culture that, you know, she would wear Mexican traditional cultural dress as fashion.
She was really proud of it. As a representation,
exactly. So maybe look at sort of Frida Kahlo and the way that she embraced her culture.
Because she's done a lot of self-portraits too.
Yes.
It's a good place to start.
I actually feel like Frida Kahlo would be your main element of theme here. And I would also, I mean, as inspiration, sorry. And I would also look at Cindy Sherman.
I did a research on her.
Because she really plays with identity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can really... I think, Marta, the thing is as well, painting alone is going to be a little bit tricky. You know, we don't want to just be in the habit of... Oh, I found these images. I'm now just going to paint these images. Mm-hmm. You know, we want it to be, you know, this is your final show. You know, we want some ambition. You know, we want to change it. So I kind of feel like we need to sort of try painting in lots of different formats and forms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we will need to sort of maybe create a lot of props to create the photographs to then do the paintings of.
Yeah.
You know, like sort of headdresses and... You know, if you can't get hold of Slovakian national dress or things like that, you creating it out of props. And so you've got these images, or, you know, you've got to make decisions as well, I suppose, on whether you're going to be just singular, like self-autobiographical portraiture, or you're going to get family involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there a Slovakian society over here? Do you know?
It's really small.
But there will be. So you need to really contact them for that research and for that thing, because if you're doing some on identity, it will be talking to other Slovakians and other maybe people from the Eastern Bloc that have come all the way to Jersey, and their experience of travelling and moving and their experience living in a different country, whether they feel that they're respected or, you know, treated as a second class citizen or, you know, understanding whether that is a, is them about their identity or whether it's their cultural identity and things like that. If you're going to sort of, what would you like to come out of it? Say it was the end, your end show. What, and everyone's there and it's open to the public. What do you want people to get from looking at your work?
Well, I kind of want my culture and like my country to be more recognised, because not a lot of people know about it, especially.
Yeah, because I, you know, again, I wrongly assumed you were Polish for some reason. I don't know.
It's
why.
Really similar.
Okay, doubt.
Are they close to each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not. So maybe then it's celebrate. So is this going to be like a celebration?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like celebrating Slovakia and its different identity to other nearby countries, and you know, or is it going to be educational?
Well, a bit of both, maybe.
Okay, so a bit of both. That's interesting. Or purely aesthetic. Are you you're letting the viewer make their own decisions? Everything's just going to be very sort of identity and Slovakian based.
Yeah.
But I think Sarah's got a really important part about looking at the folklore and the folk art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there, have you found any art or artists from Slovakia that paint traditionally?
I haven't gotten into that yet.
Okay, so that's going to be definitely an area.
Yeah.
You know, basically this is your opportunity to really immerse yourself in your culture. So really, you know,
take it as a chance to learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, it would be nice that you've done some research into the origins of the language, the dialect.
Mm-hmm.
You
know,
can speak it, can't
yeah.
you?
So the conversions of some words, maybe there's just some words that sound more beautiful in Slovakian than they do in English.
Or there's some that don't translate in English.
Yeah.
So
finding things like that, you need to sort of be speaking to your parents and ancestors and friends, and just, well, not ancestors because they're dead, but older relations. So if you're a family of witches, then maybe, then maybe you can and involve that. I think you've got to decide as well as you go along, do you want it to be sort of a romantic look at Slovakia, like, you know, the best bits, or do you want to show a gritty version of Slovakia, you know? By the sounds of Slovakia, it's had to fight for its identity over the years, being a smaller country than bigger ones next to it, and at the risk of being near Russia, and, you know, Russia's behaviour of sort of increasing its land, and, you know, so there's a lot of tension, isn't there, sort of in these states. Like, I don't know how much tension Slovakia has, or...
Well, there's always tension even between the people, because they just always fight between each other. It's just not good.
So I would like you to sort of do some research, and like maybe in the next presentation be able to come and tell us, break it down for us a bit of the history.
Yeah.
Like, right, these, like, you know, these, because it's usually religion, isn't it? It's like, you know, these people of this religion think it's their country. Usually in this country there's always tension, there's fight. But I'd like to know who they are and why, you know, where they come from. So another really good way of using connecting family and identity and things like that, that's something, is threads. You know, what you might want to start doing is getting your imagery, putting it onto boards, getting nails in it, and start joining with threads and creating patterns
and
images.
Perhaps a thread could be of a significant colour to the country, like a colour from their flag or something that ties it
in. And what's the national flag colour?
I have the pictures downstairs, but it's white, blue and red.
Okay,
so again, our traditional colours. Now I'm seeing Day of the Dead sort of stuff there.
Yeah.
That's sort of Mexico.
Yeah.
So what's the Joker got to do with it? Is it that we're...
It's just that they hide their identity.
It's a mask.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that link.
Okay, so we could be moving into masks. You know, like painting doesn't have to be on canvas.
Yeah.
You know, we could be painting onto 3D. You could be painting onto your face. You could be painting, you know. What I would like you to do is just really give the think of painting in its broader sense at this point. You know, I don't want you, you know, suddenly just painting on little bits of canvas or canvas and making a picture.
Yeah.
You know, at this stage, Marta, it's really about...
Yeah, I'd like you to push yourself through this one, because I know you've got so much talent in there.
you know, there needs to be a lot of practice because, you know, I think crit with, like, I don't know, you know, if you've had feedback on your last project.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, again, it was another project that you, I don't feel like you showed your true potential.
Mm.
Again, with you, Marta, I think it shows with you, unless you're, if you're not into something, it shows in the work. And I don't think you were into that project because, like, the crow paintings were kind of half.
Yeah.
There was a bit of love there, but they weren't, you weren't properly, you weren't in the room. You know, you can tell you were distracted with that project because there was no focus.
Yeah.
You know, and I just feel like if there is going to be a focus on this one, which we, it does need to be because this is your grade, that you are practicing. Mm-hmm. You know, because the only way your painting and drawing is going to go better is the more you paint and draw.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to come along and go, this is how you paint and draw, Marta. People will have advice and be able to point you, but it's your own practice that will make you better. So, you know, again, my suggestion to you as well is that you experiment wildly in this next couple of weeks, but you also really play with doing some big scale stuff with no control versus just small stuff with all the control. Because I think you might surprise yourself loosening up and realizing actually by going bigger and looser, I actually get something out of this that I don't get in my smaller stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then clashing it and mixing it. So imagery wise, what imagery are you taking from these boards, or do you have to start off with? Like, if we were going to go, like, right, off you go and start painting and drawing now, what would you start painting and drawing?
The dresses, maybe, because they have a lot of symbols and a lot of colour, so...
Is this it here, the Latvian?
Yeah.
This one? Slovakian, Latvian, Slovakia.
That's a different culture. Yeah, that's Slovakia.
So this is Slovakia here. Mm. Right, I'm really... loving these outfits.
Mm, it could be that you pick up on some of the traditional prints because usually they have a meaning behind them.
You're going to need to find the symbolism of all of this.
Yeah.
And then what you could do is you could do a contemporary version. You could clash these with jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Mix your home. So maybe try, you know, maybe you could make some contemporary, you know, styling of this kind of stuff and then take photographs and paint. This clash of contemporary Slovakian living in a different country to traditional Slovakian dress, you know, like putting, you know, you could replace, you know, elements of this with stuff that's very familiar in Jersey that you don't get in Slovakia, you know, like, or fashion wear, turning it all neon.
Yeah.
You know.
Or a North Face jacket.
Yeah,
with a,
you know,
Slovakian,
like,
skirt.
Again, you know, because if it's identity, you kind of, like, if we dressed you up like this, that's not your true identity.
Yeah.
You know, you're a hybrid.
You are.
You know, you're this mix of Western, you know, Eastern Bloc, you know, cultural, you're bilingual, you're on a very rich island, you know, that has a big finance section, but you've got all these roots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how affluent Slovakia is or what details you've got on, you know, what its main industry is in Slovakia, you know, what do they produce, how do they make their money, you know, what is Slovakia famous for?
I don't actually really know.
Well, you know what?
That's a starting point.
Yeah, this is really important. If you're doing a project on identity and culture, you've got to now immerse yourself in all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I would write a list now after this meeting of, or like a mind map of all the areas that you think that you've got to now explore a little bit further. Like really understanding Slovakia.
Yeah.
Which I think is quite beautiful because I bet your parents would probably find out quite a bit of a love letter.
Yeah,
yeah. I think they'd be quite invested in this project.
Their daughter is, you know, because it's almost a compliment to your parents, you know, because you're putting value into their heritage, and I think that's really important because in a place like Jersey, where there's so many different cultures and things, we're a bit of a melting pot and we kind of homogenise. So we lose our identity and just start getting an island identity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the bit about really embracing and showing, for sure.
Got anything in your sketchbook, Marta?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just look at me.
But Marta, if I was you, I would really, I think as simple as it is at the moment, is like I would dressing in sort of different like traditional dresses that you can get and taking some portraits, you know, changing you.
Mm-hmm.
Like what would you look if you was like if you had just been born and bred in Slovakia now versus you in Jersey? What would you look like in traditional dress in your mother's generation in Slovakia?
Well, I was born there and I did go to school there for a bit and I used to dance, so I did traditional dancing and wore the dresses.
Love that.
Oh my God, so can you get someone to take some photos of you dancing in the dresses and do photos
have
of
you,
being,
got
you don't have to see.
I think I do have some videos and pictures that my mum took, but I'll have to ask her.
Dig them out.
Yeah, screenshot them or do some more, take
them.
You know, and then do paintings of movement as well.
Yeah.
So when we're painting, and this is where your challenge will be, it's not just going to be you painting portraits for 10 weeks in different guises. I want to see you painting movement. I want you to think of yourself as like, if I was painting all the different types of painting and how I can capture that, or at least experiment with, because I want you to get onto the second year. So when you specialise in the second year, you are a painter,
mm-hmm.
if that is your specialism, you know. But we've got to get you there with just sort of that practice.
Yeah.
You know, and painting in different ways, you know, like paintbrush sticks, palette knives,
mm-hmm.
you know, canvas, cardboard, wood, painting on 3D, painting on buildings, painting on objects, painting on textiles, painting on clothes,
mm-hmm.
you know, taking painting on photographs, then taking photographs. Do you know what I mean? All these different fun varieties. Because the thing is also, we have to keep you excited, or you have to keep you excited. And I've noticed as well that when you become demotivated, you then just end up in at your desk, like that.
It's kind of because of the last project, I was really excited at the start, but then stuff happened outside of college.
I hear that. So a lot of distractions. And we get that, Marta, don't worry. And I'm sorry that you've had such distractions, you know. I'm sorry that this has taken you off what you're here to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully for this project, this is where we can get you back on where Marta should be, like focused on her art and her career.
You do you.
Because this is about taking you forward with your life, you know, and your creativity. Are you good at anything else?
I don't think so.
So your creativity is your like me is your set. So we really need to polish that, don't we? You know, because being a creative, it's quite difficult. You know, especially trying to find work and paid and employment and things where we play to our skills.
Mm-hmm.
So we've really got to just keep getting you moving with your painting, with your drawing, and get you reinvigorated.
What was it about this Jesse Lane that you liked?
I really liked his like realism style. And how realistic he can make the paintings look.
Are you any good at realism?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Okay, because so this is the other thing with realism, that you need to get a lot of feedback as well from people. Because with realism, unless it does look like the photograph or the realism, then it looks a little bit whack, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what's wrong with their hand, or their eyes a bit funny, or that neck's a bit, you know. So if you're not 100% up there naturally a realist painter,
mm-hmm.
there's no, you know, again, and I don't know where painters get that's the ultimate way to paint, you know, that's the top painter. That's not the top way of painting. There's other, you know, abstract,
expressive.
Impressionism, you know, stylized, you know, all the different directions that painting can take you. Realism's only got one place. I wouldn't particularly put all your eggs into just being a realist painter, Marta, you know, because I think that's boxing you in, and it's very tight, you know, it's very much copying tone and things. And I feel
it's really timely as well.
Yeah, and I would like you to go back to that at different points, totally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying get rid of that, but
definitely
really
go.
Stretch, you know, it's like going to art gym. You need to build muscles up in other areas, you know, painting.
Yeah.
But it might be worth you looking at other types of portraiture that aren't so realist.
Yes.
Like, I know you've looked here at Cindy Sherman, but could you look at any more?
Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah. But I really like the way that this project's going. listeners, it's a really good project for you to understand a bit more about your culture too.
Yeah.
So yeah, Martha, going forward, yep, go and do some more fact finding, get some more evidence of that investment, that immersion into your culture. Collect as many items, things. You need to really go through mum and dad's photographs. Yeah. Maybe bring some in, blow some up. Really look at you.
Photograph them.
Yeah, don't cut them up. Photocopy or take photos of photos. Always looks good. Yeah. Get through the old family movies. Mm. That's all your primary and secondary research coming then. Mm. And then we can just then start putting images together and start getting you painting in different ways.
Okay.
Lovely. And we'll keep, don't worry, we'll keep assessing this. You know, no one's fixed to an idea yet either, so don't feel like you're boxed in either.
Mm-hmm.
If you, in your new round of research, you come up with some more ideas, bring them in and we'll move with that.
Yeah.
Right, Demi.
This is just a little check sheet to see, self-assessment for you to see where you are, and I've just written a list here of what we've briefly discussed in this lesson until you get